Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
All right, Grow Squad, how are you? This is the Eugene Hamilton Podcast, another episode. So glad you tuned in. So glad you took time out of your busy schedule to go ahead and subscribe, like, and just tune in to see what I have to say today. You know, it's interesting. Week after week, in fact, this topic today is super duper, I guess, important, exciting for me, because as you think about it, each and every time that you and I spend time, we're giving something that we can't get back. You do know the time is something that's always fleeting. We're losing more of it every single day. So thank you for giving me a little bit of your time today. And I hope that I share something that will be of benefit to you and that will help you navigate life a little better. Hope you go ahead and share it out to somebody who could benefit from it. Let's go ahead and say a quick prayer, as we always do, and we'll move forward. God, thank you so much for your love. Thank you for my friends, whether they're driving, whether they're sitting at home, whatever they're doing, may they know that you're with them. In your name, amen. Check it out. Today, I want to talk a little bit about a rough time in my life. I'm talking about a time in my life where I lost 100% of my income. Yeah, you read the title right. I lost my job. Well, I'll say it better. Things happened and transpired that I could not control, and my job actually closed. Right. The position closed. The department was no longer around. And so I had to exit. What's funny in life, or what's interesting in life, is sometimes when you get a heads up on things, you know, you can prepare. You can make sure that you have this in order, that in order. You can make sure that you have things in place. But for me, I was pretty much blindsided. And one of the things that happens when you lose everything that you think is sustaining you, when you lose everything that you think is keeping you afloat. One thing that will happen for you, and it happened for me, is that, man, not only will it punch you in the mouth, but it makes you reevaluate what's really important. Have you ever had to look through, I know I'm dating myself, when I first started making money, of course, I had a checkbook. And I know my younger audience, you're like, what's that? Right? But I had to go through my checkbook to ensure that I had, you know, now I have my phone. Right? I can go on my phone, check my balance, do all this stuff. But back in the day, I had to check that ledger. I had to check and make sure that things were lining up, because I didn't want to, you know, oftentimes, if you're like me, there's always more month than money. Right? There are many more days in the month than I have ducats to fill out each day. So I got to control myself. And I could do a whole podcast episode on self-control. But you do realize that a lot of people go broke. A lot of people run through money because they don't have any self-control. They think that the money, in fact, I heard, I'm from the South. I used to live in Carolina. In fact, I lived in North and South Carolina for some portion of my life. And I would attend the Carolina Panthers games, right? Mostly when the Saints came to town. You know I'm a New Orleans Saints fan. Yeah, I don't want to hear it. I'm a New Orleans Saints fan all day, every day, right? But oftentimes I would go to the Bank of America Stadium and I watched Cam Newton. I heard him recently on a podcast, and he was talking about how some days he feels as if he's a regular man now. Now, journey with him for a minute. He was making a connection between, at one point in his life, he felt like Superman because he was making big bucks every single month. He big-time quarterback, $100 million contract. And those checks have stopped now. And he said one thing that he, I guess, regrets, and I'm paraphrasing. You can go back and check out the episode. I think it's on his platform, Cam Newton. I think his podcast is called Funky Friday. I think something along those lines. But nonetheless, he was talking about how some days he feels bad because he can't give his kids what he once gave them. He's unable to provide the way that he once provided. Why? Because the money, not that it has run dry, but he has less of it. And one of the things I discovered in life is Money, if you let it, can control you. Not only can money control you, but what money gives you access to can sometimes control you. Because I've seen people have access to certain people because of what's in their bank account. And when that money no longer is there, you got to exit this group. You got to exit this community. You're not a part of the in crowd anymore because, you know, you can't pick up the check like you once did before. So sometimes, as you think about it, money has a lot of power. And when I think about when I lost my income, I almost lost the spirit, don't miss this, of generosity that I had when I had a steady check coming in. In fact, many of you know this, and this is not a secret, right? I'm of the Christian faith. And one of the tenets of the Christian movement is giving, is generosity, right? It's returning to God, returning to the faith community that you're a part of to help expand ministry, to help feed the poor, to help share the gospel in other parts of the country or the parts of the world that you can't actually go to. And so it's a great thing to give. But when I lost my money, the first thing I thought about was, oh, man, God don't need my money. Let me hold back some of this money that I'm getting from my little unemployment check. Right? Let's be real. I'm human. You're human. And sometimes you think to yourself, oh, because this person doesn't need this. All right. That person doesn't need that. I can hold back. But one of the things I discovered, in fact, I've got a couple of stats I want to give to you real quickly. This thing is called the generosity payoff. This phenomenon, this study called the generosity payoff. It says studies show that individuals who engage in regular acts of giving, don't miss this, experience a 23% reduction in stress levels. Now, I don't know about you. I mean, you got stress? right. All of us, whether you're watching, whether you're listening, all of us at some point in our lives, life can be full of stress. Whether you got kids, a kid, whether you're by yourself, whether you got a job, whether you have to juggle work-life balance, if you've got older parents that you're taking care of, whatever life has placed in your lap, sometimes, as beautiful as life is, life can come with its own stressors. And this study suggested that people who always have the spirit of giving, and it's interesting because we're not naturally givers. Now think about it now. I have a 4-year-old son. Y'all know Justin. Yeah, I got a 4-year-old kid, man, and everything is his. He's not naturally. I have to teach him. Tell me I'm lying. I have to teach him how to share. If I go to the store right now and buy him all his Paw Patrol, I'm talking about Sky, the Mighty Pups, Everest. I look at most of this stuff with him, right? If I go and buy all this stuff and my niece comes to the house, I'll have to make him, almost threaten him. Don't call the police on me. Right? But almost have to threaten him to share because it's not natural for us to share. And again, this is not a sermon podcast, but there is a scripture that comes to mind. I can't recall the exact book chapter, but it talks about the fact that we were born in sin. And this whole idea of sin is just rooted in selfishness. That's all it is. I ain't got to get real deep and theological on it. Sin is just me being selfish, thinking that the world revolves around me, thinking that everything is about me. My son believes, for whatever reason, and I was just like him, that everything was about me. And so we're not naturally givers. We don't naturally want to engage in random acts of kindness. We don't naturally. We can learn how to do those things. In fact, first time I found myself engaging with someone who, I mean, directly and intentionally, I should say, that was less fortunate than I was on my school campus. We took a bunch of, we called them care packages. One day, a young lady came to one of our classes, and she was like, oh, I have a great idea, something we can do as a class, because we had to get, like, community service points, right, a part of our grade, had to do community service. She's like, why don't we put together some care packages? We said, what does that look like? Oh, we can make some sandwiches, peanut butter and jelly or turkey, whatever, sandwiches, and put some toiletries in there, and we can take them downtown, right, to where people who don't have these items are, and we can simply just give them away. Don't ask any questions. Don't be intrusive. Just simply say, you know, whatever. God bless you if you want to say that, or whatever you want to say. Have a great day. This is just for you. Enjoy your gift. Whatever you want to do. And I remember stumbling upon a lady. She was in a tent in a certain part of town. And it almost brought, and I'm thinking about it now. I don't want to tear up now, but I'm thinking about it now. When I gave her the bag, she teared up. And so I'm really not a crybaby like that, right? But to see her tears, I'm like, why are you crying? Now I'm end up having, I'm like, why I got tears welling up in my eye? And she began to tell me about how homelessness had just become a part of her family cycle. Like, she pointed to a tent. She said, my mom is over there. I have an uncle in a tent over here. I'm like, wow, your entire family is out here? And she was just so grateful that somebody, because thousands of cars pass them by on any given week, right? And they're sitting in this little corner by the bridge, right? And I don't know the circumstance. I didn't ask any questions as to how did you all get out here. I wasn't trying to dig deep and figure all that stuff out because that's none of my business, right? I was just trying to be a blessing to her. And she began to say thank you. She said something that stuck out to me for as long as I shall live. She says, don't stop doing this. I said, what do you mean? So any chance you get to be a blessing to somebody else, not just me, you don't have to come back to me, but if you want to, you can, right? But don't stop doing this. So many people in the world are selfish. They look at me down their nose and they think that I'm less than. Don't stop doing what you're doing. One of the things that happens in life is when you start to open up your heart to become a giver, and whether that be monetary gifts, and that's important. In fact, another scripture that's in the Bible that talks about it is more blessed to give than to receive, right? And so as you think about this idea of giving, once again, we have to, I spent a lot of my time in schools, right? And one of the things, I ran across this quote that I thought was so powerful the other week, and I shared it with a group of teachers on the East Coast. It says, when a kid can't read, we teach them. When a kid can't do math problems, we teach them. But when a kid doesn't know how to share, we just simply punish them. I said, that's powerful. That's right. But the same way we got to teach a kid how to read, do math, do English, do sight words, we got to teach them how to share. We got to teach them how to be a giver. We got to teach them how to engage in acts of kindness. We got to teach them how to give unto others so that you can get back. Our neighbor right now is, I didn't know this. This is so crazy because we talk to them pretty frequent, and we live in the city, so it's difficult to have a garden right now. I'm from the South. And you all know, I grew up, there's a garden in the backyard. We would go out and my mother would be in the kitchen. I feel like making a salad. Go get me some cucumbers in the back, right? That's real country, right? Go give me some tomatoes off that vine, right? So I grew up with that kind of access to fresh fruit, fresh vegetables. We don't have that.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
The city like that. Or we don't have yards like that, right? And so our neighbor, I forget where they're from. They're not from California or the West Coast, period. But nonetheless, they did a raised garden right in the front of our of where we live. And so the other day I was pulling in and they were out there doing some pruning in the garden. And I said, man, what do you have? Have anything out? Do you have anything yet? He said, oh, yeah, we got some spinach. You want some? We'll drop some by. I said, what? It's almost foreign to me now because people don't engage in things like that anymore. So, man, we'll drop by a Ziploc bag full of spinach leaves for you. What's ours is yours, essentially is what he was saying. So as I think about this, fast forward now, the other day there was a baby seat, a car seat that's been dropped off by Amazon in front of their door. So I picked it up and put it back in the back by their garage. When they came back, I didn't see them come back. But when I did return back one day, I saw the seat was gone. And I said, oh, wow, where's the baby seat? And they said, oh, thank you. Did you put it back? Oh, by the way, we're having a kid. And we just kind of rejoiced over them having a baby. Them having a baby, not me. I rejoiced because it was them and not us. Right. But they're with child. And I got in the house. My wife was like, you know what? We got to start now preparing to give some of our son's stuff over to them. I said, man, wow, you're right. I didn't think about that. Now, my wife, she's not a natural giver, but she's more natural than I am. I wasn't thinking about this whole thing. She said, oh, yeah, we got some stuff that's too little for Justin. We got some things, still some of his baby shoes. We gotta start putting together a care package to give to them. Some things that we no longer need, we got to learn how to just give. And she said something to me later on that evening that kind of put a light bulb off of my head. She said, I want our son, right, to know what it is, not just so you can get something back in return, but how good it feels to just bless other people. I don't want him to grow up selfish. I don't want him to grow up in a house where everything is mine and he's the only kid, so everything really is mine, right? But I want him to learn how to be a blessing to people. One thing that happened on Mother's Day this past Sunday, we were driving down the street. I picked him up from my brother-in-law's house, and we were meeting my wife and family at another location to celebrate Mother's Day. And he said, Daddy, can we get, we were at the stop sign or the stop light, and there were some people in the middle of the median selling roses. He said, Daddy, can I get one for Mommy? I said, absolutely. Let's roll the window down and get several for Mommy, right? And he rolls up to her after we met them at the location, and he gives her the set of flowers, and he said, Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. I love you. Once again, just planting that seed. Because, again, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Giving also does, number two. Now, number one, we said it builds this generosity payoff so that people that have high stress levels, right, 23% have saw a reduction in stressors when they learn how to just become givers. But number two, giving builds meaningful connections. Just like that story I gave you about that lady who was in this homeless encampment, this unhoused encampment. I want to be sure that I don't offend anyone. She was in this encampment and she didn't have a permanent place to live, right? And how she began to cry, and she was very, very, very much appreciative of the fact that I took time out of my schedule. The same thing happens for you. It doesn't have to be with someone who's in an encampment. Right? What about somebody on your job that you can build a connection with by just being generous? I mean, there are people on your job who maybe need a hug. Give one away. There may be somebody on your job that needs a compliment, right? Again, I want you to understand that generosity is not just about tangible monetary gifts. In fact, do yourself a favor this week. Right. Over the next 7 days, I want you to try to engage in at least two acts of generosity that cost you nothing. Yeah. Yeah. I'm engaged to you. The Grow Squad. I'm talking about my family, my team, the Grow Squad, where we go, grow and glow. I'm talking to you. Right. Where we go boldly, grow broadly and glow brightly. I want you to glow brightly this coming week by engaging in at least two or more. Let me put it that way, because I don't want to cap you out at two. You know how you used to do in class and be like, oh, I did my two problems. Well, you got five left. Why don't you finish the whole sheet, right? If you got seven acts in your repertoire, in your toolkit, right, I want you to engage in generosity that doesn't cost you a thing. You're wondering, well, what does that look like? I just gave you two. There are people that you work with, go to school with, shop with, live by, live near, who never hear, I love you, who never hear, you're pretty, who never hear, that's nice, who never hear a compliment, a positive compliment from anybody. And don't you know sometimes compliments can make somebody's day? Don't you know that compliments sometimes can help forge and build meaningful connections? I was at an event not long ago, and I reached out to give this lady a handshake, right? And she said something to me that was kind of like off the wall to me in a sense. She said, "Oh, we don't give handshakes around here. We give out hugs," right? And so I said, "Oh, wow. Well, here you are," right? Hugs for some people mean a lot. Human touch for some people means a lot. And so as I'm thinking about the things, I want you to bring some. In fact, if you're on YouTube, drop down in the comments, right? Shoot me an email at EugeneHamiltonGroup@gmail.com. Let me know what you're going to engage. I want to read them out. Let me know some things you might engage in that doesn't cost you any money, right? But you can give it away. So generosity also builds meaningful connections. So when I lost 100% of my income, going back to square one, human nature wanted me to become more stingy. Yeah. Human nature said to me, I need to stop giving away stuff. I need to stop giving money to my church. I need to stop giving money to the poor. I need to stop giving money to anybody who asks me, because I'm kind of a guy that if I got it, you know, it's funny because some people will try to borrow money from me. I'm like, you know what? I'm not giving it to you if I can't live without it. Right. So if you want to give it back, fine, please do. But if you can't, hey, this $75 or this $50 or this whatever it is, hey, go right ahead. All right. So when I first lost my income, I said to myself, well, I need to stop. I need to slow down on my giving. Then I had a revelation that simply said this. And it reminded me of the fact that, hey, listen, giving can be magnetic. I can begin to attract more if I simply get in the habit of giving more. Now, more does not simply mean more money, right? Right. I can attract more love. I can attract more positive energy, as individuals sometimes will say. I can attract more. In fact, sometimes in life, when you give, what you get back may not be the same thing you give away. Don't miss that. Sometimes people have this idea that if I give something away, I'll get more of what I gave away. And sometimes it's not like that. Sometimes in life, I can give of my time and get back money. I mean, I get back more time, right? I can give money sometimes and I get back something else that is of benefit and of quality in my life that helps enhance who I am, my being, and what I'm offering to the world. Listen, this is my final thought relative to my research on this whole phenomenon of generosity and giving. I'm going to give to you, then I'm going to send you on your way. Listen, there's the fulfillment factor in giving and being a generous person. According to a study done by the National Community Service Corporation, individuals who volunteer, right? So that's at a soup kitchen. One of the things, man, that really blew my mind. I called my mother. She's thousands of miles away from me. I called her on Mother's Day. You know, I sent her a gift and I thought maybe she was at home, you know, enjoying the gift. I said, "Where are you?" She says, "Oh, I'm at the Manna House." The Manna, M-A-N-N-A House. I said, "Oh, what are you doing over there?" She says, "Oh, we're feeding some veterans or feeding some individuals who are less fortunate." I'm like, "Oh, Mother's Day? It's your day." Right? But she was just saying, "Hey, listen, I've been blessed with a new day. I've been blessed with life. Why not turn around and be a blessing? Why not volunteer my time? Mother's Day, while it's a special day, I've enjoyed my 30 minutes of celebration for myself. Now I have the rest of the day where I can be a blessing to somebody else." I said, "Wow." This survey, this study said, the individuals who volunteer report a 27% higher likelihood of feeling a sense of purpose in life. You want to find purpose in life? You want to find fulfillment in life? become a giver. Yeah, so many people around the world are always asking, what should I do in life? What's my calling? Why was I born? And I believe oftentimes we were born with stuff that we should be giving away. We were born with love. Give it away, right? Find your sense of purpose, not by hoarding, but by giving. That's my charge to you today. I lost my job. I lost money. And guess what I did? I started giving more. And guess what happened? I found my purpose. I found my calling. I got a business now. I'm doing stuff right now I could have never imagined, but that door had to close. My nest egg had to dry up. What I thought was sustaining and holding me disappeared. And as I said 20 minutes ago, I thought to myself that I should slow down on giving, but nah, a light bulb went off. Something started moving in my heart to say, no, do more, give more, and watch you become more. So here's my challenge to you today. First of all, I want you to share this. Yeah, please, please. It costs you nothing to share this. Share this episode out, right? Subscribe on YouTube, right? Like this episode. But most importantly, I want you, above all of what I just said, I want you to apply these principles to your life. I want you to connect with somebody who also needs to apply these principles to your life, to their life as well. And I want you to go. I want you to grow. And I want you to glow while you're giving. I want you to put into practice those things that we talked about. Don't keep it to yourself. Spread that hope. Spread that love. Most importantly, continue to be everything you were born to be. All right, I'll see you next episode. That's my time. You all take care. Peace.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.